This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hello again. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. After a very long 1 week layoff, we're back to jump into this madness that is Michelle's season, episode 3. Joining us, as always, is Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
We were worried in episode 1 that we weren't going to have nearly enough drama in this season.
I think that's wrong.
Yeah, I think that question's been answered already.
Yeah. I think she's, for now at least, still my on the top list of Bachelorette. Not the very top, but probably top 3, I think. Doing pretty good.
She's starting really strong. And, you know, I had a conversation with someone earlier today about Katie, and not you, Katie the Bachelorette, and Michelle, and sort of their key differences. And I was excited about Katie's season, and it didn't obviously go all that great. But I was still okay with it. But then seeing everything unfold with her and Blake, not that you can't be friends with these people that you're on the show with, but then they're all hanging out, the people she all quote unquote dumped, and everything's fine. And then she broke up with Blake like in a minute. It just feels like she didn't necessarily want what you're supposed to want out of being the Bachelorette. Could be completely wrong, and I'd be happy to be wrong, but that's just how I'm viewing it with everything we've seen over the last few weeks. I think the biggest difference that I'm seeing with Michelle is there's nothing that I've seen from her that makes me doubt that she actually wants this process to work.
Not that Katie wasn't serious about it, but maybe she wasn't serious about it. I feel like Michelle is, they're having all the right conversations, totally immersive in this process drink. But I think you're right. I think Michelle just really wants this to work in the end. And Katie was just like, oh, I hope I find someone at the end of this. But it's just more serious with Michelle.
Totally. And watching Katie, I didn't feel that in the moment watching it week to week. But looking back and seeing how everything's unfolded, like I said, sort of the last couple of weeks, you could sort of start putting the pieces together. And we're like, oh, well, maybe that wasn't the plan all along. And, you know, then you start coming up with the conspiracy theories about Blake. And we can go down that rabbit hole if we want to. But just with Michelle, looking through that view now, this is what we now, or I should say now I think with Katie, I'm trying to look at with the same view. And I don't see that with Michelle. Through 3 episodes, I'm like, she's in it. I'm in it. Not all necessarily the guys are in it, but like, it's good.
Yeah, I think even this early on, like just seeing how much different and how serious she is about this, then we're in for a good season.
You know, in this episode, they jumped right into it. First, the carryover from last week with Michelle, still concerned that guys are wondering about her character, and we finally get a payoff of that a little later on. But it goes right into the dates, and we get this group date, and I feel bad because they have this big reveal on this Top Gun group date of these two actors who at first I had, especially by name, I had no idea who these guys were.
Yeah, no, me neither.
And then I was like, oh yeah, he was in that, and oh, he was in that. But I do appreciate the guys acting excited like they knew who they were, because that's always the best part of these reveals. Even later on with the poet of, you know, now obviously we had someone who actually knew who he was, but in general, these things, whether it's the bands or whoever the special guests are, usually they don't actually know who they are, and they have like, oh my God, it's so-and-so. So I appreciate that they were still excited.
The best is when they get like a private concert. And they're like, oh my God, it's whoever. And obviously you've probably never heard of them, but it's just funny how they get all like fan about, they're like, all right, act excited that you know who this is performing.
Well, like last week it was like, oh my God, you get a private performance from Caroline Jones. No relation, by the way, but oh my God, Caroline Jones.
Yeah.
Who was fine. Like she great voice. It fit well, yeah. But no one knows who Caroline, like just from a, neither of those two people had any idea of Caroline Jones is, unless Michelle is a fan and said, get Caroline Jones. She's just not mainstream. People don't know who Caroline Jones is.
Yeah.
But the faux excitement is always interesting to watch.
It's always funny.
So we get this group date. The most disappointing part about this to me was that we only got three call signs. I feel like that could have been like an entire segment of assigning names to these guys that we could have called them for the rest of this show.
Yeah, and I'm also surprised that it wasn't, you know, how they do like the outtakes at the end. Like, I feel like that would have been a funny outtake for the end, and we didn't get that. But
yeah, the only right, exactly. It's the only thing. It must have been super dull, because otherwise, they wouldn't have shown us Rodney getting his face photocopied, which was funny. But if some of these guys had some good names, and the only ones we got were Little Willie, Frosted Tips, and Doughboy, which were fantastic.
Yeah.
And I was really hoping we were
going.
Seriously, because now we can't even talk about some of these names again, because As we'll talk about, Doughboy goes away, and so now we can't even call him Doughboy.
It's like, I know.
We can keep Little Willie around, and who had the Frosted Tips?
See, it might have helped if we got more of these call signs for these people's names.
Because there were two with Frosted Tips. I don't know if there's still one went away.
Well, I know Martin has Frosted Tips.
Okay, so Martin's still around.
I think it was Martin. I can't see LT.
Malik was the other one. That's it. Yes. All right. And he went home. So
yeah,
we only have one Frosted
Tips. I can't see the other one in my head, but I know Martin did. So.
Oh Lord. So I was a little bummed about that, and I knew as soon as I saw them step in to the G4 simulator, I could see your face. For those of you that don't know, Katie has the worst motion sickness.
Yeah.
And
I
bet you couldn't even watch that segment.
No, it was, I really didn't. I just put my head in my phone, really. I don't think if I were on that date, I wouldn't participate. I would be one of those like,
but Katie, it's all about seeing if, you know, you can really go with the flow.
Yeah, that's not about going with flow. That's about like ruining your whole week after work. I'd be like, no, I can't.
See, it's the weirdest thing with me, because like I can do a roller coaster that goes backwards and forwards and upside down, but if you put me on the teacups, I'll throw up all over everybody.
Ugh.
So
no, just extremely bad motion sickness ever since I had vertigo. I can't.
I would have tried it if there was no one around. And I don't mean to watch, because you could film it and let people watch it. But as long as I didn't, you know, get anyone, I think I would have been okay at least trying it.
Ugh. It's not that I get sick. It's like it messes like with your head for, it would mess me up for probably at least 4 to 5 days after that. Like, no, that's not. I'd be like, I'm not sure if you're worth it.
Oh, I'm not here for the right reasons if it means that I have to have vertigo for a week.
Yeah. If the right reasons is being sick for the rest of this journey, I'm out.
Well, I then would have had to upstage you because, of course, we'd be competing for the same person. And I'd say, well, I'd be knocked out for 2 weeks and just to upstage you, except maybe I'd do it in another language. And I used that segue beautifully because that was the drama that we got, was Peter decides to say something in Italian. And of course, that means how dare Will say anything in another language, because clearly speaking any other language is just stealing his thunder.
Yeah. Because he's the only one that can speak a second language ever to exist.
And we saw this boil up last week, and it finally comes to a head here. This perfect back and forth between Michelle saying, oh, we're done with all this drama, everything's great, I've got these mature guys. And then you have Will and Peter sort of screaming at each other and throwing insults at each other. And on top of the fact that Will is the winner, he destroyed Peter in the joust.
Oh, yeah. Like, Peter did not have a chance.
Like, I thought it was bad when Clayton, the football player, is, like, hitting Nate in the next week. At least Nate, like, held for a second before he got destroyed.
Yeah, Peter, and I also thought I feel like Clayton and Nate they seem like good people. So I feel like, okay, like, this is fun. Like, I still want to win, but, you know, this is a date, and we're going to just see who can push each other off, and then... But Will and Peter, like, there's no holding back for Will.
Yeah. And this whole situation just sets off Peter, and he flips out. And then when Will is awarded this bomber jacket, we then have these sort of like flashbacks to when the picture got thrown into the pool. Mm-hmm. Why anyone thinks it's a good idea to... Whatever. I mean, it's Peter. So, I mean, I think we know what kind of guy Peter is. Yeah. But he takes this jacket and decides, oh, it's a little dirty, I need to clean it up. And he throws it into the pool. Like, what good do you think is coming from that?
Yeah. I mean, and no one was like, oh, yeah, that's pretty funny. Like, no one was really, I mean, there were some snickers and whatever, but everyone was like, what are you doing? Like... Like, are you four? Like,
I can't tell you, and I could actually, I probably could highlight them all, but I can't tell you how many times when taking notes about Peter and Jamie later, but I just wrote, what? He's walking off with this jacket over his shoulders.
Yeah.
And
I wrote down why. So
exactly. And you have to wonder what goes through someone's mind. I understand you have to be a special sort of person to A, go on these shows, and B, want to try to be the star. And we've seen it every year. There's always, usually only a couple. There seem to be like four or five in this season. People who decide they're going to be the star of the show. And forget about the Bachelor or Bachelorette. This is the Peter show, as he was happy to say. And same with Jamie later. It's the Jamie show. These are guys who... and we've seen it with girls too, but in this case, it's the guys who just, the spotlight's on me. Look over here. I'm the shiny thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like,
why?
What? How does this?
Yeah.
And Jamie later on, when he pulls the producer aside, like, well, whatever, saying, like, oh, I expected better guys. I got to be honest with you. I kind of agreed with him there, not from how he was taking it.
Because of you.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. It's him and it's Peter. Like, those are the guys who you have to question listen, producers are the best in the world, and I get that. Mm-hmm. But the drama is going to be there no matter what. You don't have to have these dudes on here that have no interest in dating and just want to puff their chest out.
If you have 30 guys, 30 girls living together with no, you know, no phones, nothing, and then you're all going for the same person, there's going to be drama coming out of somewhere.
Seriously. And it's just, they're fun in bits and pieces, like, oh, here's the villain, and maybe later someone else becomes the villain. And usually it's for the reason we'll see next week, which is, you know, oh, I realize I don't have a chance, so let me just create chaos.
Yeah.
And that's the card we always see pulled. I don't need four different people doing this. And that, I think, is where, because I never want to say these words again, I agree with Jamie, but like, I am sort of sitting here questioning a lot of these guys. Like, this is the best, but I'm talking about Jamie. Meanwhile, Jamie thought he was talking about everybody else.
Everyone else, yeah. I agree.
It's just, I'm so glad that we don't have Peter sticking around, because the whole time this is happening, I'm thinking, and then especially when he was near the end, I'm like, oh my God, he's going to be a producer pick.
Yeah, I'm actually pleasantly surprised that perfectly we got rid of Peter and Jamie so early on. And I mean, if you watch the previews, you know that there's still plenty more drama to come from other people. But I didn't think Peter and Jamie would be gone so soon. I'm happy about it, but I'm surprised.
You know, we definitely
see both of those people in Paradise.
Right. And the thing is, let them show up for an episode and then go to Paradise and cause trouble there and be the doughboy and, hey, let's pizza, changing the world a slice at a time. Fine.
Yeah.
Great. I just don't need four different of those guys, I think. I don't know. It bothered me watching it. And especially when Jamie is a straight up psychopath, with how he handled the whole basically Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend, you know, just making up this story because he's trying to somehow get her to trust him, which unfortunately did work for a minute. But this leads me to, I think they need to change things a little bit. And I'm not saying they give the lead feeds into the house or whatever. It just, there are certain things that I almost think, whether producers go through multiple channels or whatever, but things like Jamie just going into his in the moment and just saying basically how he's playing her, or Peter just flipping out and throwing the jacket in the pool. Like, there are certain things that the lead should know about without it having to come out from the other guys or girls.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with there being a little bit of information given to them, so that the only way that they find out these things are circling through 12 different conversations. Like, just go have Tayshia go to him and be like, yeah, I think we should tell her. Okay. We sit down and tell her and say, hey, just so you know, because what happens if, thankfully it didn't happen, but what happens if she really liked Peter and he sticks around all the way to the end, and then it comes out that he's
like, why didn't you tell me?
Exactly. And we shouldn't be relying on them to have the other guys have to sort of almost play tattletale.
Yeah.
And you get to this situation where, oh, wow, now you get to go home and watch this back live, you know, or live with us. It's obviously not live. And you get to find out all these things. We dodged those bullets here, but I don't know. I think there should be more information given to the leads. Not everything, but just important pieces.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think it's usually withheld because they try to make it, I mean, this is ridiculous, but they try to make it a normal dating experience.
True.
I think sometimes they're like, all right, well, if you date this person, you're not going to know this information, so we're going to let you figure it out.
You're right.
If someone from, you know, the outside of your relationship was telling you this information.
Yeah, you're right. It just, it just something bothered me watching both of those things, and that she's just talking both times about how, oh my God, it's all these guys are doubting my character, and you have him basically laughing at her.
Yeah.
And then you have Peter.
Acting, I agree with you.
Acting like a child, and her thinking, oh, all these guys are so mature.
Oh. Yeah, I think that they would step in if she was going to make herself look like a complete fool about something. Maybe it depends on the ratings. I think.
You know, I was going to say, makes good TV.
Yeah, but I am surprised that, not surprised because I do like Will, but that he, I thought he was going to get up and say something to her about the whole Peter thing and the jacket, and because he got really upset and like there were tears, and he got up and walked away, and I was like, he's going to tell Michelle. I was like, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. Like, I don't want him to get sent home about it for, you know, quote unquote telling on him.
Right.
But he was so upset, and then he looked like he just needed some time to cool off, I think. And
well, and that's a perfect situation of, you have the other guys basically pleading with him, don't say anything, because it's going to like basically take time away from us.
Right.
And that shouldn't be his responsibility. Like, it's not my fault that this dude was a jagoff and decided to throw my jacket into the pool, like, and show how unstable he is. She should have known about that, I think, right away. And good for him, I guess, to be able to hold it in. I think it was Joe who said, like, I don't know how I would have reacted. And I'm with Joe there. I would not have been the big, and I'm not saying you throw down, but you certainly tattle, for lack of a better phrase.
Yeah. Yeah. Something. I was like, I was like, oh no, he's going to tell Michelle. And I was like, I don't, how is this going to play out? He's so upset. He's going to make himself look bad. So, I mean, I guess I'm glad he didn't tell him, but at the same time, Peter thought that he got away with it, and he probably did get away with it because Michelle didn't know, I guess, until now.
yeah, exactly. But, which I guess is good for her intuition, because unless it's something we didn't see, for her to know enough to piece him out without even knowing what we knew, I think tells you a lot about, and I understand we were talking about, like, oh, these guys are so mature while they're not being mature. She got there. And I think a lot of people wouldn't have read it that way.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'm glad. Again, I was surprised that he was gone so soon, but I'm 100% okay with it.
and enough about the losers.
Let's talk about the winners.
Let's talk about the winners, and one I did not see coming, and that's Rodney.
Yeah.
If you would have,
like,
told me,
who is this person getting a one-on-one?
Seriously,
if you would have
told me that the dude in the apple costume would be the true star of this episode, not named Michelle, please, even in the Bachelor universe, I would have said this is too outrageous. And
he was
incredible.
Yeah, he was getting ready for his one-on-one, and I was like, who is this guy? Like, he didn't look remotely familiar to me. And then when they did the blindfold tape test, and she was like, it's pizza, but you probably think it's lasagna. Then I was like, oh, the apple guy.
And that's the only reason I recognize him, by the way, is because, again, I considered myself an apple aficionado, and I was proven wrong. So he was always going to be someone, even though I was working very hard to try to remember more than like three guys' names, him I actually knew because he was the apple guy.
Yeah.
And I was sure that he was just going to go away.
Yeah, I really did not know who it was until she made that comment about lasagna.
And they covered all the bases. They did some blindfolding, they did some handcuffing, and they did some stripping down. Now, she didn't really have to do any of the heavy lifting there, including the stripping down.
She did nothing. She was like, can we please do a date that I don't have to do anything because I'm tired.
And it is another example. Every year we talk about this. If you flipped it around, you could never do this. Like, you could never have a bachelor telling his date to strip down and run around the lobby naked.
Oh, yeah. And then and be handcuffed and try to,
like, can you imagine having any, pick your bet, you know, Matt, Peter, whoever, and telling their person, okay, now you got to strip down and run around the lobby. And oh, by the way, the rest of the girls are going to come out here and watch you do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that would not go over well.
No, that's more Love Island than Bachelor.
Yeah.
He did it. And by the way, I don't, like, people wanted to, the guys were sort of like, oh, Rodney, he's a cool dude, but I don't know. Not in shape one or whatever they were trying to insinuate. Dude is toned. If he's not the in shape one, I'm just going to hide in this corner over here. And then you have, he gets the check mark for looking good from all the ladies in the room. And then they go to dinner and it's a complete 180 because they're able to sit down and have like these conversations that we've, that we've talked about the last few seasons that are so few and far between. You're like, oh, okay. This didn't waste any time.
Yeah. And I feel like it, I felt like it was a pretty long date. Like, we usually, or sometimes with the one-on-one, I feel like it kind of, they kind of cut in piece, like little bits of the date, and it's over in like 45 seconds. But this was like a good chunk of the episode, and we got really a good feel about, I mean, I feel like we saw the whole date. I mean, obviously we didn't, because we didn't see the photo, the copying part until after, but I think we got a real good chunk of the state, and we usually don't get that much.
Yeah. And you went from, you know, your worst fear to both of them talking about, you know, what they've had to deal with in past relationships and how race has come into it. I mean, for her to have to tell someone she's dating, like, hey, this person called me the N-word, and her being upset about it, and him just being like, no, you can't be upset. Like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, I obviously would never understand that. And a couple of the guys, you know, rightfully said that. Like, I don't know where she's coming from. Like, I can never understand that. But you at least have to have the self-awareness that you don't understand that. And for you to be like, no, you can't get mad at that.
Yeah.
What?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. And so for her and Rodney to be able to have this conversation on, you know, what is episode 3? So it was probably like week 2 is just not something we get a lot of on either of Bachelor or Bachelorette.
Yeah. It's a breath of fresh air.
Yeah. And not shocking, although it was to me and a lot of people in the house or the hotel beforehand, Rodney gets the rose.
Yes.
And he goes from person Katie couldn't pick out of a lineup to, I mean, maybe one of the top guys there, not just top ones that you know their name.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd consider him high up on the list now. Now I know who he is.
He crushed it. And he made applesauce. Yeah. No. That was really awful. Okay. We'll move on. I don't even have a good segue there. That was just really bad.
applesauce segue.
Well, actually, it was really bad. Speaking of bad, let's talk about Jamie's date. They go to a group date, which I thought was kind of fun. They got to go up there and do some spoken word, and to see Casey, and we were talking about this before, about how people fake being excited.
Yeah.
But when Jamie walks in and immediately is like, that's Rudy Francisco. And I'm saying to myself, who's Rudy Francisco? But he was so excited. It was so cool to see him so excited about this dude who was awesome. But like, I don't know who he is. I'm not smart enough to do spoken word. Like,
Yeah. I never even heard of him, honestly.
But Casey was so excited. And they have these guys go up there and do their own version of that. And they basically just said poetry, but it and Casey's really, I guess, the only one that did it in that same way as Rudy. And that makes sense because he's the only one who clearly does spoken word. Like, this was right in his wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. And they showed us a couple people be okay at it. And then we got the montage. So you're assuming everyone's just fine. And then comes Jamie. What does this dude do, Katie?
He lost his book.
They were in a room.
By going two feet to the stage, he lost his book.
How? Whatever. And this is where before even finding out about any of his psychotic stuff, I mean, that's, I know it's a big thing on social media with red flags. I lost my spoken word book, the 10 feet from my seat to the stage. Red flags.
And not only that, but he didn't, he's like, okay, so I'm going to try and tell a story. Like, at least try to do somewhat of a poem or spoken word. Like, you just didn't follow any direction. And she's a teacher.
I didn't even think about it that way.
Like, follow the directions.
You didn't do the assignment.
Yeah.
And it just, or at least have it make sense. And angels and lost on a road. Some people were calling it a parable. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, everyone was just staring. Like, they didn't really know what to think of it.
As a teacher, I was a little surprised that she seemingly let him off the hook, because she went right to, everyone was so great and I'm so glad you were vulnerable and had fun with it. Meanwhile, this joker basically threw the book over his shoulder and was like, I don't know where my book went.
Or just, he just didn't do it.
I mean, we've all seen that.
I think that's more like it.
Right. We've all seen that dude in school over the years, and he's just that person that was like, oh, I didn't do it, so I'm going to go up and talk for 3.5 minutes about literally nothing and just be like, mm-hmm. See, take that. Drop in the mic that isn't there.
Talk your way to a passing grade.
Yeah, well, he failed. Watching too much NCIS.
He did not pass. He did not pass. Spoiler.
Spoiler. He failed. The teacher failed him. But what I think the only other thing, other than Jamie being a snake or whatever else word you want to pull out of this, is with Brandon and Michelle, they get this one-on-one time. And in the first episode and a little bit in the second, we didn't get a ton of Brandon, but what we did, I just felt like everything he said was scripted and he felt very robotic. And watching him with her here, nothing changed, except I don't think he's doing lines. I don't think he's scripted. I just think that's how he talks. I think he's, I can't even think of the word. I mean, I was going back and forth to be like, this dude is like so just disingenuous. And then on the next sentence, I'd be like, oh my God, he's just being like the nicest guy ever.
Yeah, I think maybe he doesn't know that he's being like that. I think he's being genuine.
I do too now.
Yeah, I think that's just, I don't think he knows that it comes off like that.
It just,
I mean, obviously Michelle likes it, so I guess that's all that matters.
Well, and that's the thing. She liked it. And it was incredible. He sits down and he starts talking. I'm just like, oh, please. Oh yeah. Okay. This is working. Okay. Never mind, Brandon. We're here for this.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you put it perfectly again. It's just like, that's just how he is. And he doesn't even realize that it could come across any other way, just other than him.
Yeah. Cause I was like you at first. I think I didn't really like understand it at first. I was like, oh, he's like, I don't know if he's like really in it. And then he keeps talking more. And I was like, oh, wait, like, I actually like him.
Like, A plus, Brandon, I think we're going to remember your name. Yeah. Let's add you to the list. I think we got like 4 going now. All right.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good.
All right. Clayton, because we have to. We've got Brandon. We've got the Apple guy. We are just, this list is getting super long 3 weeks into the season.
Yeah. Woo.
And then Brandon gets the date rose in right in the face of Jamie, who's, you know, it's just my rose. No one else is getting my rose. Please, all these guys. Psh. And I don't know if this happens a lot, but I thought it was interesting that they showed us Jamie pull his producer and just start
usually cuts to, you know, the person and the producer like behind a tree.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
And he can't really see the producer, but he, like, literally just called her out and was like, hey, can we go talk?
And maybe you can explain this to me because you're smarter than me. When he said she's in spring break mode and I ain't even mad at it, what does that even mean?
I think it means that, like, she's not taking it seriously and she's just there for a good time.
I had 6 question marks next to that.
Yeah.
6.
I mean, that's like not really something that makes sense anyway, but if I had to make sense of it, that would be my interpretation of it.
You are a good Jamie translator because I got nothing from that. And I think that's what forget about even all the other stuff. I got back to the stuff with the jacket and everything because of this, of a producer needs to tell her at that point, like, this dude is out here literally laughing at you saying, and I'll take your translation, which I think is right, saying you're not taking this seriously. That needs to happen and we need to see it.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw Michelle tweeted about 50 minutes ago, and she goes, "What can I say? Teachers truly do love spring break."
So. Oh, she is the best. I'm watching this dude, and it's just nothing's making sense. And I'm glad that we finally got around to it, where I know guys were hesitant to bring it up to her, but we finally were like, "Listen, you just need to know when you say everybody's, you know, worried about your character." Literally not a single person other than whoever told that to you was questioning your character. And, you know, it happened a day or two too late, but I'm glad that it finally happened.
Yes.
Because immediately...
I really thought Jamie thought that no one was ever going to find out. I guess until it aired, but...
Right, exactly. And I guess ride it as long as you can, but, I mean... As soon as she heard that, you saw the wheels moving, and she's like, "Oh yeah, no, yeah." Now all the red flags are showing up. I get it now. And then it was over at that point.
Like there was, her mind was made up.
Yeah, and so when she asked him to talk, they really wasn't going to be any. They didn't even really need to talk. She could have just walked him up the stairs to the car because it was over.
Yeah, they both knew like very early on.
Because how incredible, and I mean incredible for us, not for him, was when she confronted him in front of everybody, the word Olympics that he was doing to try to get out of that.
Yeah. Like what? Yeah. And she even said, she was like, "I wasn't planning on like doing this in front of everyone, but you're..." She didn't say it, but she's like, "You're literally digging your own grave. So let's just, might as well just get into it here."
It was just...
No one's defending you and saying that I'm wrong, so I'm right.
And just the ultimate word salad that went absolutely nowhere. And isn't that how you saw our conversation as going? Yeah, the part where you left out making up a story about someone you knew seeing me. And, you know, just because your friend's cousin, your cousin's friend's fiance decided that I was dating someone, that doesn't make it real because you made up a story in your head. And
that's a horrible way to think of a dramatic story. I mean, it worked for one episode, so.
And so, listen, if you want to say, no, they shouldn't find out because they're going to sniff it out eventually. Listen, that's how they've been doing the show for friggin' 18 seasons of this.
Forever.
And yeah, forever. So fine. But whether it's the producers just going and being like, "Hey, this guy was laughing at you." There just has to be some other information coming to them. I think not everybody's as on top of things as Michelle. There are going to be people who sit on things that they don't see until they watch it back. Like the spring break comment, clearly. And imagine if she had kept him for another 4 or 5 weeks, and then she finds out, she's watching this back and be like, "Oh my God, I kept this guy around for another month and he's literally laughing at me with his producer."
Yeah. Again, totally surprising.
I mean, she would then probably also go and have words for the producer.
Yeah. Can't believe he's already gone. Happy, but...
I will say, you know, we went to the rose ceremony, and so many of these guys we've not gotten more than 3 minutes with. I mean, you know, we had the three people who got their roses beforehand, and Brandon, Rodney, and Martin. Fine. Mm-hmm. And Joe, we've seen a lot of.
Yeah.
Rick is getting there. And Nate.
Yeah, he's slowly getting some screen time. Nate is probably like, Nate's probably a little high up there too. We've seen a lot of him.
And then we got Will this episode, but the rest of them, Leroy, both Chris's, Clayton, we've seen a lot, but haven't gotten a lot of him, if that makes any sense. Like they clearly put him on screen a lot, and we know why, but we've not gotten much from him.
Yeah.
And then Olu and Romeo haven't, like, most of the rest of the guys we've seen next to nothing from. So there could be more dudes in here that we don't want to hear from, but we need to hear from them first.
Right. Right. We need to make the decision.
I just, so we're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Was that 14?
14.
And half of them we know literally nothing about?
I know. I can't believe we already only have 14. Like, we've already gotten rid of half.
And
a little more than half.
And in that half, you know, I think what I was sort of trying to get to in my own Jamie sort of way was that we've cut this field in half thinking, okay, I can't believe we just got rid of these two villains in Jamie and Peter, and there aren't any more. But, like, well, we don't know if they're going to be any more because half of these guys we haven't heard from. And depending on how the edit, how true the edit is from what they've shown us, like, maybe Nate is a villain, but it sounds like that's one of the Chris's sort of creations, but
yeah,
who knows? So either one of the Chris's is the quote unquote leftover villain.
Well, it sounds like, yeah, something negative happens with a Chris, I think, next week.
Chris S. That's who it is. I had it knocked down. Chris S. Decides to pull the vaunted chaos card, as I like to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's the point, usually, although these seasons, I keep saying this, so it's becoming sooner and sooner. It used to be like Final Four, Final Five, and they're like, oh God, I need to save myself. They're pulling this chaos card because they realize it's not going to be me, so I'm just going to try to create as much chaos as possible.
I need to be known.
And get as much notoriety out of this. Maybe someone else gets kicked off because of it until I get found out. But at that point, people are going to know who I am.
I need those influencer campaigns.
It's basically like the Hail Mary of Bachelor, Bachelorette. And it seems to be happening earlier and earlier every season. So maybe we get another villain. But this is a very long-winded way of saying you're absolutely right. It's shocking that we had these two guys who were total tool bags. And not one of them managed to stay on as a producer pick.
Yeah, I thought for sure the last two, it was going to be Peter and Will, because at that point we already lost Jamie. I was like, oh, the last two are going to be Peter and Will. And then when she said Romeo, I was like, she better not let Will go.
Not for Doughboy.
Come on.
I was 100% sure as soon as that happened. I'm like, oh my God, she's totally going to pick Peter. And it would be even more upset that she didn't find out about the coat. And
yeah.
But then she did what great leads do. They make the right decision.
We don't get it often, but.
And I think this is accurate, but I'm not sure. So I literally saying out loud watching, I'm like, okay, that's Spencer. Okay, Spencer's out. We knew Peter.
Mm-hmm.
That's Malik. And the last dude was that, and I had to go back and look at a list. Was it LT?
Yeah. I...
Me?
Yes. Yes.
Just going to go with yes. Sure.
Maybe. Well, I mean, I know that there's an LT and he's not there anymore, so...
Because that's, I just went back to the last list. I'm like, I don't remember her saying that. Nope. Okay. She didn't say it this time. Because I did not.
Was the other one Malik? Was there a Malik?
Yeah. Wasn't that the guy with the other guy with the tips? Mollique. Malik.
Oh.
Right? I think so. And this is to the point of we don't know who more than half of these dudes are.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But. I was pretty confident about the first three. If maybe I'm wrong about Malik, but I was pretty confident about the first three. That last dude, that could have been a producer. That could have been your brother. That could have been anybody And that could have been the attorney general. I don't know. There's no way you could have told me he was anyone. And there's no way he was on this show for 3 weeks. Not even a chance.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna assume that was him because he was on my last list and he wasn't on this list. So.
Yeah, must be.
Process of elimination, I guess.
Yep. Sure.
Oh, well, like we said, next week, unless you have any other gems on this episode.
No.
So next week we see Chris S. blow everything up. And so there will be more drama to be had. But before we get to then, over these last 2 weeks, has there been any other news happening other than in Michelle's world?
Yes. Not so great news. We all remember Sarah from Matt's season. She was a fan favorite, but left pretty early on to go take care of her father, who she was taking care of at the time with ALS. Her father did pass away after 6 years of battling the disease, and she was the caretaker. Remember, she had to quit her media job and everything like that. So he passed away, unfortunately. Ashley and JP's divorce has been finalized.
Uh-oh.
Of course, we've heard of Katie and Blake no longer engaged.
Shocking.
Shocking, but not shocking at the same time. I think not shocking, but I definitely thought it was going to be longer.
Yeah.
I felt that they were, I think, a lot more compatible than a lot of people thought. So I'm surprised that it didn't last longer. I think just him working, South Africa?
Yeah, for elephants, rhinos?
Yeah, he does that like every, monthly. And I guess just the first couple times she didn't like being away from him. She missed him. And that seems to be the reason as of now and until we get deeper into it.
All I know is she seemed to be enjoying herself on the Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise music festival circuit.
And,
hey, so if there's something that happened there, I'm sure we will find out about it because we always do.
Yeah, and she also tried stand-up.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, she did one of Whitney Cummings' shows.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she was one of the openers.
Holy crap.
Yeah, from what was reported, it didn't go great.
That's so hard.
Yeah, I honestly, I give credit to anyone who even tries that because I don't know, just to
one of the most difficult things
to be up there and just talk to someone and keep everyone laughing about that's I give credit to anyone who tries.
That's one of those things I think most people think, oh, I could do that. I could go up and just tell stories and be funny, and then no, you most certainly cannot. 99% of people can't. It is an art form that I'm not blessed with, and so good for her for trying.
Yeah. Nick, my husband, always says that he can be a stand-up.
Of course he does. Of course he does.
And I am quick to say no, you cannot.
Oh, why does that not surprise me?
It shouldn't surprise you. Chris Harrison got engaged. Not that it's Bachelor news.
Well, it sort of still is. It just means he won't be the Bachelor, I mean, he never was going to be even before his idiotic statements, but Lisa puts that to bed.
Yeah, and to answer a big question that people were talking about, it was not Neil Lane who was the jeweler. Big controversy.
he's out now.
Yeah, I think it was McClave Jewelers.
Listen, I know is you were Neil Lane, and that's all the influencing that matters. So forget about Chris Harrison.
I'm still waiting for my influencing money. I have not received any.
Oh, come on. Bachelor, bachelorette, Neil. The check needs to clear. Let's go.
Yeah. Also, they got engaged in Napa. So.
Oh, I actually did. I saw really the pictures. Funny. I didn't see that's where it was. Because, yeah, that's where I was last week when we didn't do this episode. And where I've run into
Imagine
Bachelor.
If you were there.
Yeah, that's me in the background. Hi, guys.
You're actually the photographer.
My last time in Napa is actually, I think, when I ran into the group of people touring different festivals that time. And that's when, because the internet likes to do things, the other Katie was there solo and was the only solo person in the picture. So I'm like, oh, you're her new boyfriend. Like, I most certainly am not, but okay.
I remember that. That was so funny.
Oh, that's a, I
that
didn't
was
have
your,
any
that was
that's
your
a great
seconds of fame.
Yes, I'm like, no, I'm in, no, this is not, and nothing against Katie. It's more against me wanting to continue living. No, it's not. Yeah. Not a thing.
And there's also, I don't know if you've seen it. It was a TikTok, but it was also on Instagram. There's this. She recaps Bachelor Nation stories and episodes and everything, but she did this thing that video that got a lot of traction, pretty much just saying like, is Bachelor Nation like tired of these season after season after season, like just getting burnt out of all these new faces, contestants, leads, bachelorettes, paradise, like everything just being spitfired at us, because there has been a rumor that there will be two bachelors back to back, and that might be the new normal. I don't know. I mean, I love the franchise. Obviously, I've been watching it for a lot, but it is kind of burning us out a bit.
That would be a lot. And had a conversation earlier today with someone who, like myself, was very excited about all this back-to-back-to-back-to-back. And having nothing to do with Michelle, obviously, both sort of had a sentiment of, it's a lot.
It is a lot.
And so to then do it back-to-back again, which would then mean, so like Bachelor, Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise, Bachelorette again.
Yeah, so they're saying that the new normal might be Bachelor, Bachelor, Paradise, Bachelorette, Bachelorette. So 5 seasons of the franchise a year.
Yeah, I'm going to need to say no to that. And maybe just go back to one of each and Paradise, and maybe listen to your heart every few years if you want to go back to that. Maybe.
Yeah. It's funny. I will post it on our Instagram because you think, oh, like we're getting more, like, oh, I can't wait to see Michelle's men. And then you get like roped in, and then you're like, this woman who made the video was like, wait, aren't we burnt out? Like, is anyone like kind of done? Like, do we need a break for a little bit? So I kind of agree with her. So
wow.
You can watch it and kind of see what you think about it. But to end the news, I guess January 3rd is the new date for the Bachelor premiere with Jesse Palmer. So,
and have they haven't said anywhere who the actual Bachelor is yet, right?
They have not made the official announcement, no.
Okay. I mean,
I don't know if they're, I'm assuming they're waiting
until this person,
like a men tell all type
or until
thing.
The person isn't on the show anymore. I mean,
right. Which I don't know. The promos make it seem like it's going to be a while. So,
kept secret ever.
So yeah, January 3rd.
That's great. So this dude's season is going to be over before he's even eliminated on his season of The Bachelorette. That's cool. Great.
Yeah. So, no touchdown. No talks about if it's true that there'll be another Bachelor after. I mean, people are saying they want Michael A. I don't know.
So January.
We don't even know if there's going to be a second one after.
So this is January when?
3rd.
Oh, we're going back to Mondays. All right. Forget Tuesdays. Peace out, Tuesdays.
Yep. So January 3rd. It was, I believe, announced this afternoon. So.
All right. Well, get excited, people. Put it in your calendar. No joke. I just did. You have New Year's plans?
We can say we're burnt out, but like we're still gonna watch.
Still gonna show up at 8 o'clock with my notes app open and ready to watch.
Yep, exactly. We can hate on it all we want, but we're still gonna do it.
That's it every time. So if you're still listening, you are too. So thank you for listening and watching along with us at Bachelor Podcast across socials. Katie will post up what we were just talking about. And Katie, great info as always. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.